Welcome back to Wake Up in the Den alongside Paul Brecht. I'm Kule Agbayani. Well, you guys know it's Manawahine Wednesday, and I'm excited to chat about a sport that has been very successful at the University of Hawaii recently, but we don't hear too much about them. But want to chat with one of their top players, Jordan Wedderburn, the utility player from the University of Hawaii women's water polo team. Jordan, thank you so much for making the time to chat with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and we're excited to get to know a little bit more about you. So just take us back a little bit. Your hometown, you're originally from Johannesburg, South Africa. So tell us a little bit about growing up there.
I love South Africa. Like, I think it's one of the most beautiful countries ever. Like, everyone always asks me, what's it like there, you know? And yeah, I love it there. It'll always be home, but Hawaii's become my second home, obviously. So I love it here too. Growing up there, I guess water polo wasn't really a big sport, so I never really knew what it was until I moved high schools, and my new high school that I went to offered water polo, and I kind of wanted to try it, and yeah, the rest is history. Kind of just went from there.
Oh, wow. So I guess in terms of, you know, when athletes kind of start, especially Division I collegiate athletes, you started your sport relatively late.
I guess it was a little bit late. Like, I think I was 13 or 14, but yeah, I guess it's growing now. Like, a lot of people are starting a lot younger, but for me, when I started, a lot of people were also starting. So it wasn't like I was the only one, you know?
Mm-hmm. And what was it exactly about the sport of water polo that really drew you to love it?
At first I was like, I did swimming and I did netball at home, which is kind of like basketball, for those that don't know. But I was kind of just like, oh, well, it seems like it's both of them put together and I'm kind of average at both of them, so I'll try it out. And I actually hated it. Like, my first practice, I hated it. Didn't want to go back, but my parents were like, no, just give it a week. And then I went for the first week of practice, which was like the worst week of practice ever because it was just conditioning and stuff. And then I didn't want to carry on. I actually said to my parents, like, I'm done. Like, I don't want to go back. And they were like, well, you've committed now, so you have to do it for the whole like season. And then after that, like, I made friends and it was more actually to stay with my friends that I kept on doing it. And then I obviously started enjoying it as I got better and kind of learned the rules of the game and how to play. But yeah.
Did your parents play any sports?
My mom will tell you that she played water polo, but she actually didn't. Like, I think they just threw a ball around in the pool and kind of said that they played water polo. And then my dad played tennis in high school, but other than that, not really.
All right. And then your bio says you have one sibling. So can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, I have a little sister, Darren. She's not little anymore. She's 18. She also plays water polo, but she's studying at the University of Stellenbosch. She just started her first semester there. And yeah, we used to fight a lot when we were younger, but we a little bit closer now.
I think that's consistent with like every pair of siblings, especially sisters, because I have a best friend who's the same way, and now her and her sister are close, so it happens.
Yeah, it's just the clothes, the stealing of clothes. Mm-hmm. That's what causes the fights.
And we're hanging out with Jordan Wedderburn from the University of Hawaii women's water polo team. All right, so all the way from South Africa, what drew you to come and play in the middle of the Pacific Ocean at the University of Hawaii?
Well, our school system at home is a little different. So we graduate from high school in December. I finished my grade, junior year of high school. And I was like, oh, I still have one more year. I'm not really sure what I want to do for university. Like, it was either stay at home or come to the States. Obviously, at home, there isn't really like a big water polo system going on after you finish school. So if I wanted to carry on water polo, I was definitely going to come to the States. But I actually wasn't sure if I wanted to keep playing or if I wanted to just like chill out and focus on studying and stuff. And then COVID happened in March of my senior year of high school. So everything went online and South Africa had a really bad lockdown. We were pretty much like in our house for 3 months, and I really missed water polo. I didn't think I was going to miss it as much as I did, and I just missed like the environment and being with my friends and like training and all of that sort of stuff. So I decided after lockdown had ended that I wanted to play and I wanted to come to the States. So I actually kind of messaged a couple coaches, but Hawaii was always at the back of my mind because it's actually a funny story. I'd met one of my teammates now, Bernadette Doyle, at World Champs in 2019. And I heard that she played at the University of Hawaii and I was like, wow, that's so cool. And it was just always in the back of my mind. And then, I reached out to Mo. We kind of chatted a little bit. And then, the rest is history. Like, they offered me a spot on the team. And I was like, okay, well, it's Hawaii. Why would I say no, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome to just find yourself there. Not only here at the University of Hawaii, but just, like you said, just discovering the sport of water polo and ended up falling in love with it. And, yeah, now you're all the way over here. That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
My mom is like, you really chose the furthest place away from home that you could have chosen.
What do you miss the most about home?
Definitely like the people, like my family, my friends, you know, obviously it's your support system. Mm-hmm. So that was a big change. I always say like, if I could take Hawaii like here and just put it in South Africa with all my friends and family and stuff, then I would be like so happy. Also the food at home, I feel like there's a lot, like the food is just so much better at home.
Yeah, I get it. Different countries have like their certain foods. And I know people in Hawaii feel like the food in Hawaii is better than anywhere else in the United States too. So,
I mean, I would agree with that, to be fair.
What is maybe like a signature type of dish that there is in South Africa that maybe we haven't heard of and you could teach us about?
I mean, it depends what, like, where you're from, like, where your family is from or whatever. But I would say a lot of people do, it's called a braai, but it's kind of like a barbecue. And it's like meat and salads and breads and stuff that you do on the barbecue. And it's just like a big family thing. Like, everyone eats and, like, brings stuff to braai. And then, yeah, it's like a social thing more than anything. But yeah, I think the meat at home is much better than the meat, yeah.
I get it. And we're joined by Jordan Wedderburn from the University of Hawaii Women's Water Polo Team. Now, you're listed as a utility player. Excuse me. What exactly does that entail?
Well, for those that don't really understand or have never watched a game of water polo, there's a couple of different positions. So there's a center, a defender, and then there's obviously the left side attackers and the right side attackers, and then you have your goalie. And you can live sub in the, like, after a goal scored, like, as many times as you want. So people are in and out of the pool all the time. And I guess utility kind of means that I can play all over, like I can play left, right, okay, in the center. So yeah, this season I've been playing a lot of center because we obviously have Bia, and then I'm the second string center at the moment. So, yeah, I guess it just means that I can play wherever.
Okay, that's cool. Do you have a spot that you would be like your favorite?
I think if you had asked me that a year ago, I would have said 1-2 side, so the left side attacker. But now I actually kind of like the center. I don't know. It's fun. Yeah.
And you were actually recently named Big West Women's Water Polo Player of the Week last week. Earned that honor partly because of your third hat trick of the season in the second win over USC this year. You guys snapped a 27-game losing streak in the series against USC back in February and then beat them for that second time. So what can you tell us about not only getting that first win, but also being able to do it again?
Oh, it was insane. I think we just really got the ball rolling really well in the beginning of the season. Obviously with a couple big wins against Stanford, USC, and some close games against UCLA as well. And it's just really getting that confidence that you do belong up there with the best teams, you know? And yeah, I mean, the first win against USC was like insane. Everyone was just so happy. Yeah. And yeah, just to do it again kind of just solidified to us that we do have a real good chance of going pretty far this season, and we are in reach of our goals, you know, and we just need to keep working hard and pushing hard, and hopefully everything will work out for us. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, that, and I saw like videos of the crowd, especially of that second game. It was full house. That was so awesome.
Insane. Like, we can't thank the fans enough. Like, the Duke has been packed for all of our home games. It's been crazy, like, awesome stuff. Yeah. My parents are actually here they came for a couple weeks, actually. And they watched the USC game, and they said it was crazy. They were like, it was nothing like they've ever experienced.
That is awesome. And I try to tell people all the time, I mean, not only are the games are free to attend, but it's also really fast. So especially for people that live in town, I always encourage them to just stop by on game days, because you're done in like an hour tops pretty much. So it doesn't take up too much of the day.
Yeah, usually the volleyball starts at 7, the men's volleyball. So we usually have game days on the same day as them. So you can just stop by water polo. It's free anyways. Come at 6. We start at 6 p.m. and then head over to the volleyball afterwards, make a day of it.
See, perfect. Either volleyball, or even now that it's baseball season, and baseball starts at like 6:35. So you can just, you know, be a little late for baseball. It's perfect.
Kind of watch both. Exactly.
We're chatting with Jordan Wedderburn of the UH women's water polo team. Now, do you have any, I guess, some athletes, I guess like myself, can be like superstitious, right, when it comes to getting ready on game day and whatnot. Are you kind of the same type of athlete where you have to do like certain things a certain way on game days, or just take us through what your normal game day routine looks like?
I definitely have like things that I would prefer to do, but I guess if it doesn't happen, it's not like a train smash, if that makes sense. So it's not like superstitious per se, but I always do like the same kind of warm up before we get in. And then my first lap in the pool is always the same. It's like, I don't know why, it's just been the same since high school. I do like butterfly, then fast, and then easy through. And then I always have beer zip up my suit. That's it. Like, nothing too crazy, but it always has to be beer zipping up my suit.
That's interesting. I love it. And yeah, like you said, it's nothing too crazy if it doesn't happen, but everyone has like their certain preference. And actually, in high school, one of my best friends was a water polo player, and she played for the University of Hawaii too. But she used to always tell me that, like, it's crazy the things that you do not see in water polo. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, let's just explain to some of the listeners like how physical that sport truly is and what you guys have to battle through like underneath the surface of the water.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys like as spectators are only seeing like 10% of us, you know, like you see our heads, maybe our shoulders. If someone comes up for a shot, you see a lot more, but like you see like 10% of what goes on, because obviously everything's happening underwater. Like, there's a lot of grabbing, holding, kicking, I guess you could say. Like, it obviously depends who you play. Like, if you're playing a team that's really heavy and really physical, then there's a lot of grabbing and pulling of suits going on underneath, and like ducking under, you know, couple elbows that you may miss. But yeah, no, it's definitely not for the faint of heart.
On top of that, you can't even like rest while you're in the water. Like, you're not supposed to touch the ground. You can't hold on to the sides. You just have to keep swimming and treading water like the entire time. That's the part I'm like, it just makes me tired just thinking about it.
I guess it's good because we can sub. So if you're really dying, then you just switch out.
Yeah. All right. Couple more questions for you, Jordan. Just what can you tell us about playing for Coach Mo? And of course, this is going to be our last season and James Robinson takes over. So what can you tell us about Coach Mo? And then also looking ahead to James being your guys' new head coach next season.
I really think that Mo and James complement each other as coaches very well. I think that since James came on board, like, there's been so much development in the program, and everyone, I think, has really enjoyed his input and additions to what he's brought. I can say for myself, coming to Hawaii and playing under Mo and under James, I've learned more in the last two and a bit years than I have my entire life playing water polo. Like, they just know the game so well. They really have taught me a lot, like basics, fundamentals, reading the game, everything. Like, I can't say enough about them. Like, they have been so awesome in my development and my career. They definitely are very competitive people. They like to win. But I guess to be a good coach, you have to be. But yeah, definitely sad to see Mo go, but happy that she's moving on to the next chapter of her life. And I'm very happy that James is going to be the coach next year. Yeah, I'm excited to see what comes.
Yeah, looking forward to the continued success that is expected for this water polo program. All right, last question for you, easy one. What do you have to say to all of our fans listening?
Oh, thanks for listening, guys. Hopefully you guys will pull through to a couple of our home games, and hopefully you enjoyed listening to me speak about myself. Yeah, go Bows.
Go Bows. Jordan Wedderburn from the University of Hawaii women's water polo team on this Manawahine Wednesday. We'll be right back on Wake Up in the Den.